Thank you. Actually, the National Center for Health Marketing is no longer formed. I'm now in the Office of the Associate Director for Communication at CDC, as are some of my colleagues who are listed here. And we have nothing to disclose. It's interesting when you think about it that millions of Americans are using sexually explicit material. Basically, sexually explicit material is pornography. It's sexual imagery produced for the purpose of entertainment. When we look at the research literature, the expert literature shows a very wide prevalence estimate concerning how many folks actually engage in this type of behavior in the United States. We undertook recently an analysis of 14 general social surveys that were conducted between 1986 and 2006. And what we discovered was that the sexually explicit media use behavior was prevalent with estimates of about 24.7%. Men were far more likely to use this type of content than women, however. An interesting question that's often been part of the conversation about sexually explicit materials but has never been addressed is, does that type of media use behavior actually link with other sexual risk behaviors? Data from around the world suggest it's so, particularly data from adolescents in Scandinavia, believe it or not, where there is a consistent pattern of sexually explicit media use behavior and subsequent sexual health risk behaviors. Similar data, however, is not available for U.S. adults, which is a bit surprising. It's an essentially unexplored issue, and with that in mind, we thought that it seemed to be important to inform public health practice to understand if, in fact, there is an association between using sexually explicit media and subsequent or corollary sexual risk behaviors. With that in mind, we turned to the General Social Survey, which for the first time included a panel of CDC sexual health risk questions. If you're not familiar with the General Social Survey, it's a representative national sample of adults in the United States. It's conducted every couple of years. They do it with personal interviews, which are really interesting. I'd never heard of this before. Computer-assisted personal interviews, where the interviewers actually have some sort of computer device to aid them in gathering the data. An extensive panel of demographic questions are included. And in this particular survey, they had an interesting way that they had divided up their survey sample groups. There were different panels included in the GSS this last time. So in our analysis, we made a point to accommodate that unusual survey design. And in all of our analysis that we're going to share with you, we adjusted for demographics. Respondents who reported not having a sexual partner during the previous year were excluded from our analysis, which yielded a sample of 1,854. So, you know, quickly, we're dealing with two sets of questions and examining the focal relationships. One question has been asked repeatedly for several decades by the GSS, and I'll show that to you in a second. It deals with sexually explicit media use. On the other side of our associations, we're looking at sexual health risk behaviors, and we just picked five items from about 15 or so that were included in the last administration. This question has been asked repeatedly by the General Social Survey for over two decades. Have you seen an X-rated movie in the last year? And that's our indicator of sexually explicit media use behavior. And here, just to give you a bit more to think about, we've broken down from this particular administration distribution for, in this case, men and women answering that particular question. And as you can see, men are far more likely to report that they had, in fact, seen this type of entertainment content than are women. The five sexual health risk questions: how many sexual partners have you had in the last 12 months? In the survey, sex was defined as vaginal, oral, or anal sex. And here again, you can see men reporting more multiple partners. We simply dichotomized the measure than women. Have you ever had sex with someone other than your husband or wife while you were married? Never married respondents were excluded from this analysis. You can see again, men are reporting a bit more of this type of behavior than women. And the last time you had sex, was it with someone you were in an ongoing relationship with, or was it with someone else? In this case, we're focusing on no, not in an ongoing relationship. And then we also had a question in this particular panel. The last time you had sex, was a condom used? You can see men and women are much more equal in that particular response. And then finally, thinking about the time since you were 18, since your 18th birthday, have you ever had sex with a person who paid, you paid, or who paid you for sex? And men were far more likely to say yes to that particular question than women. So there's some strong gender differences. That's in most of the questions. What we discovered when we looked at the 2008 General Social Survey is it was very consistent with the previous administration since 1986. Among this particular sample, over a quarter responded sexually explicit media use. That question, have you seen an X-rated movie in the last year? Sexually explicit media use behavior was much more prevalent among men than among women. Our multiple logistic regression models, again, adjusting for most of the demographic characteristics and also accommodating the survey design, we got some pretty interesting adjusted odds ratios. Folks who were using or reported using sexually explicit materials also reported having more multiple sex partners, were more likely to engage in extramarital sex, were more likely to say that they'd had sex with someone outside of an ongoing relationship. Condom use was equitable regardless of whether or not they were looking at sexually explicit materials or not. And those folks who had used sexually explicit materials were more likely to report having engaged in sex for pay. Here's a quick glimpse at some of the distributions just to give you a sense of how they break down. When we think about the conclusions, first, obviously millions of American adults, particularly men, are reporting that they're using sexually explicit media. Then we have to recognize that adults who consume sexually explicit media, compared to those who don't, are more likely to report having multiple sex partners in the previous year, having sex with someone other than their husband or wife while married. Their most recent sex was not with someone in an ongoing relationship. And also, this group is more likely to have reported having paid for or being paid for sex. When you think about the implications for public health practice, the findings suggest that an individual's sexually explicit media use behavior is clearly associated with sexual health risk behaviors. Beyond that, there's not a lot we can say, really, but it is a first observation amongst American adults. So further exploration of the relationship seems to be a worthwhile endeavor, particularly when we think about the possibility of the high risk of HIV-STD transmission and other preventable sexual health outcomes. Thank you. Shall I say questions?
Would you ask any questions?
Oh, boy. Yes.
Since the previous criteria was that they had sexual partners in the last year.
Yes. You know, we didn't get to ask the questions. Yes, she's asking if there was a question included in the survey concerning co-viewing of sexually explicit materials. And since this is a secondary data analysis, we're using the NSF-funded General Social Survey, that question unfortunately was not included. So the primary question available to us was, have you seen an X-rated movie or watched an X-rated movie in the last year? So unfortunately I can't, no. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And I had a quick question. Maybe, I thought I was familiar with the GSS, but I was so surprised at some of your figures, for example, that half of people had used a condom at last sex. Those numbers are much, much larger than national estimates we get, say, from the National Survey of Family Growth. I was also pretty astonished with the proportion of people who had an extramarital affair or had more than one partner. So could you say, I mean, is this a particularly sort of young, unmarried group of people, or it is quite nationally representative for these ages? Or?
You know, these are weighted results, and it was a very representative. I thought the distribution was probably exceptionally good. Are we looking at a mode effect? I mean, these personal interviews where they really sit down with folks and very carefully and sensitively go through the questions. I wonder, as opposed to some of the others that are telephone, other approaches. So I don't know. I can't. My sense is, given the consistency of responses over years to other sets of questions, that this is maybe rather reliable data, but I mean, I can't speak to that for sure. There is a difference between this and what we've seen in other surveys for sure. Yeah. And don't forget, we're also excluding folks who haven't had a sexual partner.
Right, but you are including, for example, people who are in married relationships and who are probably unlikely to be using condoms.
Right, right. So it is unusual.
Yes.
I don't think that we'll be exploring that, simply because I doubt the general social survey would expand its questions. So I don't think there'll be a national representative sample of that type available in the future. But that would be a wonderful, wonderful line of research, I'm sure.
Future.
Things to do, yes. Yes.
Since there was no difference in condom use among those who viewed sexually explicit movies and didn't, what's the concern? I mean, if the pressure is one wants to increase condom use in people who are viewing sexually explicit movies and it doesn't make any difference, then why are you worried about it? It seems to me the causal ordering issue, which you can't do with cross-sectional data, between multiple partners and explicit sexual behavior, paying for sex and explicit sexual, you know, the causal ordering there may be one way or the other. So basically, paying for sex may create a market for looking at porn.
Right. So the thing that I had the same concern and reflected on the same problem, and what I kept coming back to is the question isn't, do you use a condom every time you have sex? The question is, did you use one the last time you had sex?
Well, that's perpetually the problem with measuring condoms.
Absolutely.
And that's probably a more accurate measure of condom use than what's the percentage of time, et cetera, et cetera. So I am not taking argument with that particular method of question, but what's the big deal?
I think the other characteristics of risky behavior that folks are engaging in are something we have to think about.
Maybe we should stop people having multiple partners, and then they wouldn't look at so much porn.
And of course, since we're looking only at bivariate relationships, we're not breaking down the prevalence of not using condoms. We're not looking at that cluster of folks who said no. And that would probably be a good secondary analysis, is amongst those who said, no, I didn't use condoms, what kind of outcomes do we have? Yeah. Yes? Yeah, I think a lot of us have asked questions about that particular question. It's been on the GSS for a long, long time, and I think it has value in its longevity. So we can go back and say, look, the prevalence over a 20-year period is about a 25%. We're still getting about the same prevalence estimates today. But clearly, it's not the greatest question ever done. But I think that most people understand that sort of a generic term for watching pornography is an X-rated. There is no such thing as an X-rated film. at least not a triple X-rated film, which are most pornography movies. So you do end up with sort of an odd, probably legacy here in the question, but still, it does have value, I think. No, and yes, yeah, and in the condom question, I was actually thinking we did control for these characteristics, so we have adjusted odds ratios. And the one thing I remember was that the younger adults were the ones that explained more of the variance in condom use. So that was kind of a fascinating characteristic. I thought that young people were apparently adhering to our lessons about condom use more than some of the older adults. Yeah. Yes.
Yesterday I attended a presentation correlating explicit computer visiting explicit websites on computers with intimate partner products among adolescents.
Yes.
And I'm not familiar with the general social survey, but are there questions around intimate partner violence or domestic violence on that survey that could be correlated with the viewing of explicit media use or explicit media?
I don't remember. The general social survey in the last administration actually had three different panels so that they could add more questions than they'd ever had before. And it is available free online. It's a National Science Foundation funded survey. So you might check, but just be sensitive. There are several, three different versions of the code book. And I just honestly don't remember.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.